Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and the great Steve Cochran at 6. It's Wednesday. That means Wild Card Wednesday. Get your requests in now at 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Wild Card Wednesday. Any song, any artist, anything. Get them in now. We're going to be talking about embarrassing things that we all do and why. The more stuff, embarrassing things that we all do, and we figure out why we do it as well. So a little behavioral stuff coming up on the show. 312-981-7200 is the phone number, and that music that you heard is from Some Like It Hot. Some Like It Hot, one of the classic comedies of all time, and it's going to be screened twice on Tuesday, February 13th. It'll be at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and then again at 7:30, and that'll be at the beautiful Pickwick Theater. And Matthew Hoffman, who joins us, he's the program of Pickwick Theater Classic Film Series. We'll talk about the Some Like It Hot screening, and also the Park Ridge Public Library Film Series is going to resume. There was thought that because they're doing renovations to the library that there wasn't going to be a film series, but there is, and we're going to talk about that as well. And to talk all about that fun stuff is the programmer for the Pickwick Theater Classic Film Series, our friend Matthew Hoffman. Matthew, welcome to the show.
Good evening, Nick. It's great to be back.
Yeah, fantastic. So, excited? Well, I'm so happy that you will be able to resume the Park Ridge Public Library series.
Yeah, no, last time I was on, it didn't look like there was going to be a series at all because of expected renovation, but that's been pushed to later in the spring, so we will be able to work in a 6-film series. It's abbreviated, but I'm just grateful to be able to present our 10th program this spring.
And it's going to be, it's such a great, before we get to Some Like Out, let's talk about this then. Tell everybody about this, the theme of the series that you're showing. And this is these films are just so amazing. Tell everybody about them.
Well, when it was decided we were going to be doing about 6 films, I wanted to do a program where you could pretty much touch upon some of the main highlights in a short program. And I wanted for the longest time to do a series on the Ealing comedies. Now, for people who aren't familiar with Ealing, it was a British film studio that operated in Western London. And they made films of all genres, but they're best known primarily for the comedies that they made in the late 1940s through the mid-1950s. And most of these, well, many of the great ones starred Alec Guinness.
You know, right.
Like The Lady Killers.
Right.
Lavender Hill Mob and The Man in the White Suit and so forth. But what separates these films, I think, from like Hollywood product is, I think Martin Scorsese said it best. I mean, they had a certain handmade quality. They didn't feel like they were made off of an assembly line.
And right.
What stands out, I mean, it's British comedy, but it's not like Benny Hill or, you know, something like that. I mean, it's black comedy. We got one of the great films of British cinema, Kind Hearts and Coronet.
Absolutely.
Going to be shown in the series. So it's a program that I'm looking forward to. Originally, I was thinking of doing something like World Cinema, but when the series got shortened, I thought a series focusing on Ealing comedies would be a nice precursor to a theme that I might do next spring.
Yeah. Well, it is, and I'm looking at the lineup. March 1st, Whiskey Galore.
Mm-hmm. A lesser-known film.
Mm-hmm.
And that, and also the following film, A Run for Your Money. Now, Whiskey Galore is a film that I saw just recently. It's got a wonderful actress that I recently discovered, Joan Greenwood, in the film. But it's basically about these Scottish islanders who experience this ship that runs like on a reef, and it's carrying whiskey. You know, and they want to try and get to that cargo of, you know, 50,000 cases of stranded whiskey. And it's just a wonderful film for its location photography. So many of these films are just beautiful to look at. They were, I think 4 of the 6 films were shot by Douglas Slocum, who was one of the great cinematographers who later went on to be the cinematographer for Spielberg with the Indiana Jones film.
Right.
These films have a lot going for them.
Beautiful stuff. A Run for Your Money will be on March 7th. That's a Wednesday night screening.
Mm-hmm. Correct. That's going to be our Wednesday night. Everything else will be on our normal Thursday night.
March 22nd, Kind Hearts and Cornets, as you mentioned, a classic movie.
Sort of the centerpiece of the whole series.
Yeah. March 29th, The Man in the White Suit, which is...
Again, Alec Guinness.
Yeah.
And April 5th.
April 5th is my favorite of the comedies, The Lavender Hill Mob.
Yeah, with Alec Guinness as sort of the timid bank clerk and teaming up with a neighbor to steal gold bars. It's just absolutely a gem.
It is. And then April 12th, The Lady Killers, the original, not the Coen brothers.
Thing. Not the one with Tom Hanks.
Right, exactly. Well, that's great. And I'm glad that now these are all free. They're at the Park Ridge Public Library. They're all Thursday nights, except Thursday nights from March 1st through April 12th. But there will be a Wednesday night screening on March 7th.
Correct, yeah. Thursday nights, 7 o'clock, I always introduce the films. No registration is required. And as they pointed out, the series at the library is free.
It's free. So that's great. Well, I'm glad that you were able to do that. And you picked a great theme for your first series of the year. So that's great.
Well, thanks, man.
All right, let's get to the Pickwick Theater Classic Film Series. We love talking about it. Some Like It Hot, Tuesday, February 13th. They'll do a matinee at 2 o'clock. And then, again, at 7:30, it will be shown at the beautiful Pickwick Theater. And, talk a little bit about Some Like It Hot, which is, you know, considered by many to be maybe the funniest movie of all time. It was voted, I think, best comedy of all time by, I don't know if it was AFI or some organization, but it is
The American Film Institute. Yeah. They ranked it the greatest comedy, and I think last year there was a British poll that the BBC put out, and it also ranked it as the greatest comedy of all time. So you got that going for it, and this is going to be our first Marilyn Monroe film that we've presented. So those two things, I mean, we're hoping to get a sellout based on that. But, yeah, as you said, Nick, this is one of the great all-time comedy classics. For those who aren't familiar with the film, Tony Curtis and Jack Lemmon play a couple of down-on-their-luck musicians who witness the St. Valentine's Day Massacre and beat it out of town in drag. They join an all-girls band where they meet up with singer Marilyn Monroe. But it's just another great script by Billy Wilder, and another terrific cast. Also is in the cast George Raft, Pat O'Brien, and, of course, Joe E. Brown,
right.
Great comics from the 1930s.
Yeah. You can pretty much, you know, I got to say, Matthew, you can pretty much not go wrong with a Billy Wilder choice.
No.
I mean, he's one of the greatest filmmakers and one of the most consistently great writer-filmmakers of all time.
Yeah, I mean, last season we showed Sunset Boulevard because we were doing the movies about movies thing.
Right.
That was another big turnout at Pickwick. So, yeah, you're right. You can't really go wrong.
No, you can't. I showed a few years back, I showed my favorite Billy Wilder movie, which is Ace in the Hole, with Kirk Douglas, which is it's also my favorite Kirk Douglas performance.
Yeah, I can't argue with that.
I love that movie so much. But he just, you know, I mean, Billy Wilder, he was just the man. And it's Some Like It Hot is such a funny movie, like ridiculously funny. And also, I think in addition to many of these, you know, surveys or polls where, you know, it's been picked as the funniest movie of all time, I think there are many surveys and polls where it has the best closing line in movie history.
Yes, given to Joey Brown.
Joey Brown.
But what was so funny was watching how Tony Curtis and Jack Lemmon play off of each other. I mean, Jack Lemmon, who was kind of a rising comic at this time in movies, I mean, he brings this sort of manic, demented energy to the character.
Yeah.
You exist in this comedy outer space, you know, and then you got Tony Curtis, much more cooler, laid back, and then he takes on this persona of sort of the Shell Jr., you know, the Cary Grant characterization.
Right.
When he's trying to woo Marilyn Monroe. So it's really a terrific
It is. It's a special movie. It's an all-time classic. And to see it on the big screen in a beautiful, big, beautiful theater like Pickwick, again, is a treat. You can have a special 2 o'clock matinee for folks who don't want to stay out late and maybe some of the older folks who enjoy matinees. That's only $6. And for the 7:30 showing, Jay Warren is going to perform prelude music at 7, and that's always a treat.
Yeah, he's always terrific. When we showed The Godfather last month, he did a terrific performance because, you know, all his themes were kind of related to The Godfather. And it just absolutely sounded beautiful on the...
And you guys had a huge turnout for The Godfather.
Yeah, we had over 700. So that's basically what we've been averaging this season. So, you know, knock on wood, things have been going very well.
That's really great, man. That's really great. Well, last night I had a screening of... The Philadelphia Story, and we had a great turnout for it. And what a great movie that is.
Yeah, George Cukor directed that. I think Jimmy Stewart won Oscar.
He did, and Jimmy Stewart said that he didn't deserve it. He's always said that he didn't deserve it, although he's phenomenal in the movie.
Yes.
But that was also the same year as Henry Fonda and Grapes of Wrath.
Right.
So even Stewart was like, hey, and then he even said, you gave it to me because you didn't give it to me last year for Mr. Smith. So that's what he said. But yeah, no, what a great and what a treat to see that movie on the big screen, that Philadelphia Story. And it was so nice to see a packed house, and there were several people who had never seen the movie before and afterwards were just blown away by it. And it's a movie that I discovered last night, you know, talking to people. Mm-hmm. Women adore the Philadelphia Story.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
a film that eventually down the road I'd love to show at Pickwick.
Yeah. Yeah, and we talked a little bit about the remake, the musical remake, High Society.
Right.
You know, which is also a fun movie, but not quite as great.
No, not in the same league.
Yeah, not in the same league. Okay.
But, like what you just mentioned about people who hadn't seen the film before, you know, that's always a great feeling when you show these recognized classics, but then you always have people in the audience who are seeing it for the first time.
Oh, yeah, and I love to talk to people about that afterwards, like, you know, how did you feel about it? And everybody, you know, like, and almost everybody in the theater had never seen it on the big screen. And, you know, we had the 4K restoration, and it was beautiful and so much fun to watch. And it was a fun screening last night, a really, really fun screening.
Oh, that's terrific. I'm glad you had a packed house.
Yeah, it was fun, man. Okay, so Some Like It Hot. You can go to parkridgeclassicfilm.com for more information. We have a link on our Facebook page. Get your tickets now. It's one of the best comedies ever made. And there's two performances, a matinee at 2 o'clock and again at 7:30. $8 in advance for the 7:30 showing, $10 at the door, $6 for the 2 p.m. matinee. But I do want to mention that I know that in March, you must be sort of beside yourself because you're going to get to screen your favorite movie of all time.
My favorite movie, the original King Kong, on March 15. I'm so excited about it because right now, throughout the month of February, I have an exhibit at the Park Ridge Public Library.
Yeah, tell me about this.
It's basically my King Kong collection that I put out on display, sort of to tie into the 85th anniversary of the film. And I've actually got some artifacts from the estate of the director, Ernest B. Schoedsack, and his screenwriter, wife Ruth Rose. So some of the stuff that they had in their possession many years ago, I've collected, I've salvaged over the years, and I'm putting it on public display. For example, one of the things I have is the actual plaque that was given to producer director Marion C. Cooper and Ernest B. Schoedsack for the docudrama Chang that they made in 1927.
Mm.
So it's the actual certificate of nomination that the Motion Picture Academy awarded them. I've got some rare photographs, some rare manuscripts, plus just stuff that's all Kong-related that I'm putting out display. So that's throughout February at the Park Ridge Public Library. If people who love the film as much as I do should check it out, definitely before this screening that we're going to be doing.
So that's throughout February, again, at the Park Ridge Public Library, with great artifacts from the film out. It's the eighth wonder. The eighth wonder turns 85 years old.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Same age as my dad, so he's determined to be there for that screening.
Absolutely. 85 years old. It's stunning how really great movies can stand the test of time. Like King Kong is 85 years old. It's as exciting and awesome as any action-adventure movie that you will see today.
Sure. I think it's probably the greatest adventure film of all time.
Yeah. We were talking about it last night at the screening when we had our post-show discussion. The Philadelphia Story is 78 years old.
Sure, yeah.
And just amazing. And that's what's so great about these movies. You know, some of these old movies that are so great, they're as good today as they were back then, and if not better.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, a few films can compare to something like The Philadelphia Story.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm glad you're making, you know, this effort to get these films out to the public.
And well,
terrific what you do.
Well, yeah, I think what you do is fantastic, and you give the whole experience. You've got you try to always make it special. You got Jay Warren, doing the Prelude music. You have the access to one of the most beautiful theaters in the city.
Sure.
The Pickwick Theater.
Yeah, and one of the largest.
One of the largest, just a fantastic place to see a movie. Some Like It Hot, twice on Tuesday, February 13th at 2 o'clock, and then again at 7:30 p.m. The Park Ridge Public Library Film Series begins on March 1st. It's the Ealing Studios Comedies, classic stuff, every Thursday through April 12th with one Wednesday performance on the 7th.
Right.
And then March, March 15th, King Kong will be played at the Park Ridge, at the Pickwick Theater in Park Ridge, plus an exhibit which is playing all through February at the Park Ridge Public Library featuring artifacts from the film. All great stuff, Matthew. Congratulations, man.
Oh, thanks, Nick. Yeah, we got a lot going on this spring, so
yeah.
I'm glad to be able to talk about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, anytime you want to come back on, we'll get you on. And I believe we'll just get you back in here to talk King Kong.
Oh, that'll be great.
Yeah. All right, Matthew, congrats, man.
Okay, take it easy, Nick.
Okay, see you later. Matthew Hoffman, everybody. He's great. Programmer for the Pickwick Theater Classic Film Series, the guy who's keeping the memories and the experience of going to the movies alive, showing classic, awesome movies in a big, beautiful palace movie theater. So get out there, see Some Like It Hot on Tuesday at 2 and 7:30 p.m. Check out the Park Ridge Public Library Film Series, and then in March, you can see King Kong on the big screen. All right, we'll take a quick break, and right here on 720 WGN, we'll be back.